Maldon District's true local radio, Saint FM 94.7.
Technology Show on Saint FM 94.7.
Yes, that's right. Good evening, Maldon District and beyond. I'm Rich Tracy.
I'm James Hayden.
And I'm Adam Wormsley.
And welcome to the show. Wow, I've got new headphones and I sound so much more bassy.
No?
That, well, I do. It's a fact.
That mean a single thing to anybody.
No, I know, because you know, it's...
They don't improve your face, though, unfortunately.
Oh, well, I've got a face for radio.
Yes.
Just as well, really. So, how are we all doing then? Had a good week?
Yeah. We're all doing good.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Oh, I had a nice break from you last week, so I'm back.
I know. It's sort of like you and Simon alternate, so it's a bit strange.
We're the same person.
That's what I was going to say. It's almost like
it's
you actually
James
are.
James and Simon mask. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All the other way around.
Yeah, who's got the mask on? That's what I want to know.
Simon in a fat suit.
Yeah. If you want to get touch with the show tonight, it's 01621 78 78 78. That's 01621 78 78 78. Or you can go social. Anyone?
At Saint FM Tech Show on Twitter.
Yeah.
Adam.
Facebook.com/the tech show.
Indeed. Right, so we've got loads of great stuff coming up tonight. Of course, we've got technology news. We've got the download chart. We've got gaming. We've got movies. We'll try and get it in the right order this week because I was reviewing the podcast because we are now back on the podcast as well. So if you are listening on the podcast, you can't call in live because it's a podcast and it's recorded. That's how it works. So if it's not Thursday night at 8 p.m. and you're not listening on a stream and you're listening on the podcast, yeah, you can't contact us, so don't even try. But if you are listening live, do it. We've got other bits on the show, one star reviews, we've got weird and strange, we've got the breakdown of the show a little bit later on, and the techno takeover.
Indeed.
All to come right here on the tech show on Saint FM 94.7. Should we have a track to start? Should we?
What's it going to be? Do we get a choice, or are you just...
No, it's going to have a bit of Nero.
Dealer's choice.
Nero.
Okay.
Two Minds. Saint FM 94.7. You get me.
The Technology Show on Saint FM 94.7.
Too many times, it's the little things that count, which can make someone feel special. Always in two minds, and it's forever that way. I know what you're gonna say.
There you go, that was Nero and Two Minds on Saint FM 94.7. This is the Tech Show with me, Rich.
Me, James.
And me, Adam.
And it's really hard to get used to these headphones. I might have to swap back in a minute.
What?
It's a bit bassy. It's a bit bassy when I talk. I'm not used to it. I like a bit of treble. A bit too bassy.
Get used to it.
I will get used to it, I suppose. But, you know. Great music video to this. Anyone seen it?
No.
I haven't, no.
It's brilliant. It's brilliant. Okay. They jump in and out of TV screens and stuff.
Nero do make good videos.
And good music, obviously.
Of course, and that, yeah.
The Technology Show on Saint FM 94.7. Technology news. News.
You really shouldn't have to sing your own jingles. You're like Alan
I'm not
Partridge.
The only one. I'm not the only one that does that.
You are.
I'm not the only one. Kurt Wilson does it on Drive earlier. I heard him.
Did you?
Mm.
I didn't hear him.
Sings his own jingles.
Sing the song, I mean.
Mm. So there you go. That was Nero. This is us. Welcome along to the show.
Hello.
We've got some great tech news. Starting with what those guys have got.
I've got... This is surprising, but Apple have only just launched a Twitter account called @AppleSupport.
Oh.
Oh, right, okay. Well, it's probably because they've had their own Apple sort of thing to Apple Connect.
So you can tweet them now.
Need some assistance with your Apple products, you can now get help via Twitter. So it's @AppleSupport. It's all verified. And you can just tweet them the same as you can any other big business for help.
I wonder if they've secretly bought Twitter.
No.
Don't reckon.
No. I think it's good though, because I think a business isn't really as accessible unless you can really just tweet them. I think it's the most personal way.
It can work both ways though, because if they miss the tweet for whatever reason, it makes them look bad.
I can't imagine Apple would.
If other people start joining in,
yeah,
obviously it gets a bit out of control, like a wildfire.
Let's throw it out to the Maldon District, mate. How many people out there who are listening this evening use Twitter to moan and complain or ask
a lot of
for
people.
Help.
Or Facebook. Let's say
that.
A lot
of people do. We may have people.
Let's do a Twitter poll on the
it.
Twitter.
Yeah, do it.
I mean, one thing.
On Saint FM Tech Show.
Yeah, I've got it.
Saint FM Tech Show.
Yeah.
We'll see if we can get a Saint FM account to retweet it as well.
Oh, yeah.
Another thing is, when they have like an issue,
Yeah.
A lot of people tweet them, so they can't respond to all the tweets. Like, they're like a major network issue, which causes like something doesn't work on like the App Store, for instance.
Yeah, yeah.
They have to, like, they say we're experiencing high volumes of tweets. They can't always answer every single one.
Well, no, so that's true.
You can annoy a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Very true. Very true.
I've got one over here.
Okay, go for it.
WhatsApp. This is one you'll like, Rich. Or you may not like, actually. WhatsApp to end BlackBerry OS support.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, so that's only for the native
Symbian OS, isn't it?
That's Nokia.
Oh, it's Nokia.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? Symbian is well old.
That's Nokia. Yeah.
Nokia doesn't exist anymore.
I used to use that.
Well, it does. Not really. Microsoft, isn't it?
But, Microsoft is Microsoft.
What was it called?
No, still, they own Nokia, don't they? Or did they sell Nokia?
Again? It's all got a
brand. Yeah.
BlackBerry OS. It was RIM, wasn't it? Or what was the actual operating system?
It had a name, didn't it?
BlackBerry OS.
That was
BlackBerry OS, okay, yeah, that's right.
Well, they are actually, funny enough, they are stopping support on a Symbian device as well. They're cutting that out.
Oh, so that's where that links in.
They
had, obviously, all their new devices have got Android. They're Android-based, aren't they? So it doesn't really affect anyone on a BlackBerry unless they're using a really old BlackBerry.
People might still use an old BlackBerry.
It's possible.
It's entirely possible.
It is possible.
I think in a way it forces them to upgrade a little bit, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, that's, I suppose, a reason why they're doing it. I mean, obviously, maybe it's to do with Facebook owning WhatsApp. I don't know.
So the poll is going to be, when asking a brand for help or support, do you A, use Twitter, B, use Facebook, C, use a call centre?
Okay.
Happy with that?
Okay, yeah, sounds good. If you want to get in touch with the show by phone, go retro, 01621 78 78 78, or you can go Twitter, which is
at Saint FM Tech Show.
Or you can go Facebook as well.
Facebook.com/Tech Show.
Indeed. You got it right, finally.
I know.
Got it right.
I know.
Right, so we're going to have a bit of a track. Going back a tad now, I heard someone calling this brand new music the other day.
Did you now?
Mark Ronson featuring Bruno Mars' Uptown Funk. Now, I wouldn't call it a brand new track. Some people still call it a brand new track. It's a new-ish track.
It's still a good track, though.
Yes, it's good. But it's not brand new.
No,
but it's great.
Do it.
So here it is.
Girl said you hallelujah. Girl said you hallelujah. Girl said you hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch.
Mark Ronson, Bruno Mars, and Uptown Funk on Saint FM 94.7. This is, of course,
the Technology Show on Saint FM 94.7.
Just to give you a quick update on that Twitter poll.
Yes, where you can see at Saint FM Tech Show is where it is.
And
I believe the official
well.
Twitter's just retweeted.
It has just retweeted it.
Okay,
so
interesting.
Either or.
So far.
Yep.
It's been out there for 4 minutes.
Yep. What are the percentages?
Using Twitter, 89%.
Yep.
Using Facebook, 11%.
Yep.
Using a call centre, 0%.
And this is how you communicate with companies online.
Yeah, so the question we put out there was, when asking a brand for help or support, do you A, use Twitter, B, use Facebook, C, use a call centre? If you want to vote, if you want to have your say, get on Twitter at Saint FM Tech Show.
And I'll tell you what, we'll do another one on Sunday. We'll put it out there again for the podcast listeners that lasts a week.
There you go.
Just to see what it is, what
this
the
one,
audience differs between the podcast and live.
Yeah, this poll's lasting a day.
Okay. So you can still vote after the show. We'll sort of recap it next week as well. Any more tech news, or shall I do one?
You do one.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see what's going on then in the world of tech. Amazon just removed encryption from the software powering Kindles, smartphones and tablets, while Apple continues to resist a court order requiring it to help the FBI access a terrorist phone. Another major tech company took a strange and unexpected step away from encryption. Amazon has removed device encryption from the operating system that powers its Kindle e-reader, Fire Phone, Fire Tablet and Fire TV devices. The change, which took effect in Fire OS 5, affects millions of users. So that's interesting then, how Amazon have differed to Apple's stance on this. They've removed encryption, and Apple are refusing to back down on security.
Have I given a reason why they've done that?
Let's open the debate up. What side are you on, boys? What do you think?
I think it's right that for security of everyone, if they, like what you said before, James, unlock it for everyone,
I think,
or for one person,
it's dangerous because potentially they could create a threat.
they could create an individual that is deemed as a threat.
Stalking, so, I would imagine. Well, no,
they could just, create an individual that's deemed a threat and then say, oh, look, this person's a threat to national security. We need to get into your back door in Apple.
Mm.
And just so they've got access to everyone's iPhones, because then it sets a precedent.
Yeah,
and you know, where do you draw the line?
I mean, I know we need to, you know, it is. There's good and bad in everything. Obviously, you get a lot of good on the internet, a lot of bad. You get a lot of good people and a lot of bad people. And unfortunately, whatever you do, you're kind of making it good for one person or bad for, you know, so you can't really win, can you?
It's also quite scary that a corporation is, you know, going head-to-head with the government.
It is a bit weird, but I suppose...
It's a really strange situation, if I'm honest. It's probably the first of its kind, if I'm honest.
Yeah. It's mainly Tim Cook from Apple that's
He's a lad, isn't he?
Is it mainly him driving?
He's a lad. Just, they don't want to lose control of their product, do they? Once anyone gets hold of it...
You know, you don't
want them looking around, poking around, do they?
So a bit like, obviously, with Android, you can put custom ROMs on it. They're worried that maybe
Who knows what the FBI could do. I've got a story, quickly.
Go for it.
Augmented reality T-shirt reveals your insides.
Wow.
That's weird.
That is weird.
So it's just a normal looking T-shirt with a standard pattern on the front.
Yeah.
Like an abstract pattern. But that must send a signal to an augmented reality app, which when you're looking at it on the phone, turns your T-shirt invisible. And you're looking at the inside of a human being. So you can see the rib cage, the lungs, the heart is beating, the lungs are pulsating, the intestines are squirming. Every time you point your phone at this T-shirt.
God, that's weird.
Yeah. Have you seen, okay, you've very seen visual. Those kind of augmented... Yeah, well,
we should share this article on the Twitter page. The Twitter page is the easiest one to sort of share the article, really.
Indeed.
Easier than on Facebook. Yeah.
On Facebook.
Shall I do one more?
Yeah, go on then.
See what's going on. Let's have a little look. What about drones, James?
Yeah.
Is that interesting? Skydio's forthcoming consumer drones can sense and avoid obstacles.
This is the new DJI.
DJI's new Phantom 4 drone.
Phantom 4.
May be able to stop if there's an obstacle directly in front of it.
It's got two eyes.
Okay.
Instead of just the camera, just the two I've already seen it, mate. Yeah. Oh, sorry, it's the listeners. Yeah.
Yeah. But MIT Technology Review has a story about a much more sophisticated self-flying drone from a startup. Oh, you don't know about this?
This week, Adam. Did it bring sweets? He was looking as I was rummaging around in my bag.
Oh, he was,
no
yeah.
sweets, Adam. No.
From a startup called Skydio. Basically using a high-speed visual SLAM, which is no mean feat in such a tiny package. The company's prototype uses several video cameras to navigate around obstacles at high speeds through busy airspace. The technology could make consumer drones much harder to crash, and it could let drones do more complex surveillance tasks. Skydio, founded last year, has raised $25 million. It's about, what's that, about £15 million? About that?
Don't know.
About 10 million. Mm. In funding in a round led by Anderson Horowitz and Actel Partners. I do like the drones. I probably do want to get a bigger one.
Sorry?
I want to get a bigger drone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know, got to. Yeah.
I've got a friend who I went to college with who, you might have seen it, the second I posted the picture of my drone on Facebook, he jumped all over it. He's really into it. He's like, once you get one, you'll want loads. And he literally sent me a picture.
Is that true? Are you happy with one? You've got a very good one, though, haven't you?
So. Yeah, I bought mine mainly because as a photographer, that you know, it's my hobby and what I used to do.
Yeah,
I kind of got bored of the same old photos.
Yeah.
Mm.
So I was looking for a new angle.
You can take it to new heights.
Literally, you get a whole new angle. I mean, 400 feet.
Yeah. Mm.
Different angles, different things, and I'm getting into video editing now. Yeah. Never really got into video editing.
Mm.
But yeah, starting to make videos. But there is the element of just flying it around as well.
Yeah.
Because this is more of a
free flight. Camera.
This is more of a camera I use it for. But I would like quite a small little bit fast, buzzy around one that you can just control.
I thought this was, you said it was like 30 miles an hour?
35 mile one.
But you want faster?
Yeah,
50.
There's some really terrifying ones out there.
Could you imagine that if it goes like 50, 60 miles an hour? That'd be crazy.
Some of them go faster than that, Adam. Yeah, they do racing. in pod racing with VR headsets on.
Yeah.
Makes sense, I suppose. Yeah, as long as you.
Yeah, I've seen it, it's
a bit different to the radio controlled cars because obviously.
Much faster.
You think, I suppose, do they do that with radio controlled cars now where you can actually see where they're going with the controllers and stuff? But that would be better. Remember years ago, we'd be like, oh, it's just gone under a car, I can't see where it is and stuff like that. So you can.
Yeah. You're trying to get it out of your foot.
Exactly. Oh, it's gone flat again, five minutes. Yeah. Exactly. Right, we're going to have a track now, KDA featuring Tiny Temper and Katie B. It's Turn the Music Louder.
Do it!
Yeah. So right, so fresh, so five, no less. So right, I just flex. She can't get me out of her head. She wanna hear TT on a KDA with a KB in that set. Oh yeah, ain't no one left. Rumble, go hard, no rest, come on.
You got me feeling for your power. Turn the music louder, let me feel it.
Rumble, go hard, no rest, come on.
KDA, Tiny Temper, and Katie B on Saint FM 94.7. Turn the music louder.
That is such a tune.
It is indeed. It is indeed. Now, the download chart is coming up in just a sec, but I do have a sign in front of me that says track of the week.
Oh.
Okay. Now it says track of the week.
We're not playing that now, are we?
Yeah, we are, just before the download chart.
Okay, can I give a quick update?
Yeah, give a quick update.
On the Twitter poll, so we asked earlier, when asking a brand for help or support, do you A, use Twitter, B, use Facebook, C, use a call centre?
Mm-hmm.
We are currently at 61% of people use Twitter, 13% use Facebook, and 26% use a call centre.
So I think it's looking like Twitter's the winner, isn't it?
Twitter's definitely winning.
We'll keep updating you throughout the show. And if you want to vote, it's at Saint FM Tech Show on Twitter.
Or at Saint FM. They've retweeted it as well.
Cool.
They've retweeted it.
I better read this script here.
Read the script.
Every Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 5 to 7 p.m., Kurt Wilson takes you through your journey home with Drive Time. Every Friday, he gives one particular new song its first play on Saint FM. That song then becomes the Saint FM track of the week for the next 7 days. So here's the track this week. It says, if you don't think the track matches your tone of your show, e.g. if it's a pop track and you do have a rock, jazz, country show, you don't have to play it. Well, I think it's fine because we're the tech show.
Yeah.
And as long as it's got a fast beat, anything goes. It's called Move and it's by Rat Boy. Let's give it a listen. If we don't like it, we'll turn it off, but we'll give it a go. Here it is.
The Technology Show on Saint FM 94.7.
Well, you know I never say the same thing twice.
There you go, that was Rat Boy and Move on Saint FM 94.7. I liked it, in the words of Lou Walsh.
I didn't like it.
No, that's a bit of a 2000s throwback, that is.
I like it.
Look forward to next week's track of the week,
okay? Okay. You didn't like it? What about you, Adam? What do you think?
No, I like it. I liked it.
Notoriously has no taste, so.
Sorry?
Adam notoriously has no taste, so.
I do have taste.
This sounds like a sort of retro 2000s-y 90s tune.
I quite like it. I hear that. Yeah, it's got a bit of Renegade Master about
it.
Yeah.
That's what you. I can't put my finger on it, but
on
you got it.
Yeah.
So how can you not like that?
No. I like Renegade Master, not that. It was trying
to. We've got
hard.
To play that on the Techno Takeover, I think, at the end of the show. Yeah. Bit of Renegade Master. 98 or the original?
98, because that reminds me of my 18th birthday.
Oh, there you go. See? There you go. I was 19.
No, I was 18.
Right, it's time to do the download chart. But before we do the download chart, of course, it's not the law. Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. I'm not predictable. It's the download chart.
See what I did there. You all right there, mate?
Yeah, I'm fine. Download chart, where we count down the UK's hottest downloads from 10 to 1. But before we do that, we have to do the featuring game, which you know, we see how many featuring artists out of the UK top 10 are in there. So, James, how many out of the UK top 10 do you think have a featuring artist?
Two.
Okay, no, Adam?
I'm not holding out much hope.
I'm going to go for three.
And I'm going to go slap bang in the middle, like I normally do, with five. So let's do it then. UK top 10 downloads from 10 to 1. Here we go!
Yeah.
That tune never gets old, even though it is old. It never gets old. That makes complete sense in my head, but not so much when I say it out loud. Right, let's do the top 10 downloads of this week. Now, it's weird, because when we used to do the chart, it was quite fresh, because it was on Sunday. It was like, fresh. Right. But the new chart comes out on Fridays now, so we're
so
like...
So why do other radio stations still do the chart on a Sunday?
I think it's just from airplay, isn't it?
Some of them use different
iTunes
charts,
and
live charts,
else.
Yeah.
The official one, though...
It's on a Friday.
Is on a Friday.
So we're... Like
so we're
one
week,
day before.
We're a week behind. But as far as I know, nobody does the download chart on air. So maybe
no.
Are we the only should we try and get official status on that?
What
to do the download chart?
I don't
chart?
Think we might not be. I think,
no?
I think in a way
sure there's someone sitting in a shed somewhere around the world.
Do you reckon?
Hello there, lads. I've got the official download chart there.
What, an AM radio? Yeah. Like, or something like that. Yeah.
Not many farming songs in
no,
there.
No, I'm in my tractor.
You sound more like a pirate.
Get over here and shake me hand, kiddo.
Shiver
I'm not
me timbers.
As I look.
Yeah. Your farmer is very pirate.
Arr.
Speaking of pirates, we got a bit of Kanye West on later.
is that a modern reference?
It is. He was caught. He was caught with an illegal download site on his MacBook on a screen grab.
Other
did
laptops
you see
he
tweeted
available.
The wrong name as well the other day?
Did he?
Yeah, he made.
He's not doing well lately.
He's got some business going out there, and he was like trying to promote this business, and he tweeted the wrong name, and it's just some poor Chinese guy's Twitter account. And the pinned tweet on the Chinese guy's Twitter account is like in really broken English, not the Kanye West business. It's really funny. I mean, it's Tribe or Tribal or something. He's got like at Tribal, but the whole business is called at Tribal Records or something.
Oh, right,
oh it's genius. Imagine all of Kanye's followers just completely spamming your Twitter feed.
Because what it was he apparently was on a pirate website trying to download some software on his screen grab, and Deadmau5 has started a Kickstarter to buy Kanye this software.
Did you see Kanye has announced that he's not putting his album out on iTunes? He's only putting it out on really random sites.
Oh, on the what? On the artist supported Tidal.
What? So you can't find
that's
it?
That's it. That's the thing. Tidal. That's
yeah.
it.
It's the one that's supported
but the
by the artist.
Name
not...
isn't at Tidal.
Oh no.
It's
oh,
at... that's yeah. That's the thing. That's like, so this poor Chinese guy. Look, actually, let's look at Tidal.
Okay.
Come on. This is funny. This
we'll
really
have,
made me
we'll
laugh.
We'll have to restart the download
yeah,
chart music. You know,
at Tidal.
We've gone off on a tangent, haven't we, a little bit?
Yeah. It's at Tidal Hi-Fi is what he was supposed to tweet.
Right.
But he ended up tweeting at Tidal. And it's like, this is the pinned tweet at the top of this Tokyo-based guy. This account is not Jay-Z's Tidal account.
Jay-Z? Oh, Jay-Z.
Oh, it's Jay-Z.
Oh, it's not even Kanye.
Sorry. Oh, I'm getting my...
James's personal my, opinion has been
I'm
retracted.
I'm getting my
there.
Music
you're getting your Jay-Z mixed with your Kanye.
Up. Yeah, this account is not Jay-Z's Tidal account. If there is a person misunderstanding, please follow in this at Tidal Hi-Fi.
Oh dear. So they're getting it all wrong, the artists.
Yeah,
it's not good. It's not good.
That's funny.
And I'm getting it wrong as well, apparently.
Apparently so.
Yeah, very rarely wrong.
Yeah, right, okay, so let's do the actual download chart then before we run out of time to do this segment, because, like, we're running a little bit behind now.
Oh god,
you know,
sorry,
God
Rich.
Forbid.
Oh god.
Right, in at We've got Adele. Excuse me. Let me do the download chart.
On,
it's the law.
On
yes.
Celebrities.
Oh, you're not going off on another tangent.
With
now,
Adele.
Yeah.
Adele, she's not allowed to run her own Twitter account. She has to dictate to
oh,
somebody.
I heard this. Because
she
once she did
drunk.
Something.
She
yeah,
drunk.
She
goes
she
on
did
there.
Something.
Yeah.
Allegedly, James'
no, she admitted
opinion.
It. She admitted
all right,
it. It was on TV.
It's still
I'm quoting
okay,
the source.
You're quoting the source.
Adele saying.
It was on TV.
It. Yeah, she was like, yeah. I'm not allowed to use my own Twitter account. It's all my words, isn't it? But yeah, the girl has to type it.
She's so common, isn't she?
No, she's lovely.
So
I love
rude.
Adele.
I know.
That's
I know.
Rude.
She has such a lovely voice, but her singing voice doesn't match.
What
her.
Are you saying, Adam?
What are you
do you want a bigger shovel, mate? What's going on?
She has a lovely voice.
A singing,
she's got a lovely personality. What are you trying to say?
Yeah, she's a lovely singing voice.
I like Adele.
It creates very good tracks. Mm. I can't disagree with that statement.
No, she's a good girl. Good girl. She's down to earth. That's what I like.
Down to earth.
She hasn't changed.
No. That's what Hello's all about. Do you know that?
No, I didn't.
She's trying to get in contact with her old mates.
And oh, okay.
Hello from the
not
other side.
Not old boyfriend.
Not an old boyfriend, yeah.
Oh, okay.
She's on the other side of that.
I see. Makes sense.
She
likes it.
So she's lost touch with a lot of people.
Yeah.
Then.
She's like, hello.
She used to sit in the park drinking cider and stuff, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And they've all kind of, she's like kind of.
She's lost that, those friends.
Yeah. She went back to London. She was like, oh.
I've got no one left.
Yeah, a bit weird, isn't it?
Yeah, but she hasn't changed as a person.
I'd drop you like a hot rock if I got famous.
Nice. How nice.
I'm too cold for this now.
Too cold?
I'd drag you along.
Fair enough. I'd leave Adam as well. Yeah, well, I'd leave Adam.
I'd leave Adam.
Yeah.
Everyone would leave me.
Anyway, we're doing this download chart or what?
Yeah, we're not.
Come on. I love a good tangent.
Number 10. Adele up from 20 to number 10. When were we going? Number 9. 9 this week. It's the Bieber with Love Yourself, down from 8 this week. Number 8. 8 this week, up from 58.
What?
It's Mike Posner. I took a pill in Ibiza. And that is the song. That's not what I'm saying.
Why has that jumped so quickly?
I don't know. It's a bit of a tune.
Is it featured somewhere?
No, it's...
Might have to have a listen to that later.
It is a good song.
Yeah. Is Mike Posner admitting that he took a pill in Ibiza there? Is that right? Yes.
Okay.
Allegedly.
Number
7. Up from 16, it's Coldplay and Him for the Weekend. That is a tune.
That is a tune.
It's got Beyonce in it. I keep thinking it's got Rihanna in it, but it's Beyonce, isn't it? What is it with us getting all the artists mixed up?
We're too old, mate. We shouldn't be talking about young people's music.
We're fine. It's the tech show. We're still cool.
Cool geeks. Number
6. Zara Larsson and Lush Life up from 9.
Adam sounds young, but Number
5. See, yeah, we missed that over the jingle. Yeah, Adam was actually brought in to make us more relevant.
We're trying to...
I'm part of your...
They're trying to get rid of us.
I'm part of your local...
We're bringing a 19-year-old in.
The age policy at this station for the tech show said that we were getting too old, so that's the whole reason you're here, Adam.
I bring down your average age on the show.
What?
It's one of those videos.
Don't
play it while it's on it.
No.
Anyway, 6 up from 9, it's Zara Larsson. I've run out of music now. Number 5. 5 this week, it's Little Mix featuring Jason Derulo, holding their position at 5. Number 4. 4 this week, it's Zayn. Simply Zayn.
Have you seen his video? Yes, I have. In the video, doesn't he?
What?
He looked quite cool.
Well, yeah, he's trying to separate himself from 1D, isn't he?
Even though he's in their new video.
Is he? No.
Yeah. It's like a flashback video of where they progressed from the finals at X Factor all the way through.
Oh, so he's...
And he's in their video.
Well, I suppose I couldn't edit him out, could they? No.
just a blur over his face. He never existed! He was never here!
on a kind of...
Just
relevant...
hiding behind Harry Styles'
I'm
hair.
Still in the middle of the chart!
Sorry. It's all right, we're not going on tangents.
Zayn and Pillow Talk holding his position at 4. Number 3. 3 down from 2. It's Jonas Blue and Dakota. Number 2. 2 this week, up from 6, it's Rihanna featuring Drake and Work, but at the all-important... Number 1. Holding its position at number 1...
It's Lucas Graham, isn't it?
If you just spoiled it,
I've ruined it!
It's very unprofessional.
Do you want to just introduce it? You might as well. Let me find it.
You find
it. He's going to throw his toys right out of the pram now.
Yeah, wait until those mics go off.
Oh, jeez.
Right.
I think I better get out.
Mate,
I'm in trouble.
Wait until those mics go off. That's all I'm saying.
Even joking.
Things are going to get blue in the studio.
Yeah. What?
Why?
What's happening? Yeah.
Rich, put your trousers back on. What's happening?
Go on. Intro it.
It's Lucas Graham in 7 years. This is the UK number one.
Number one. Once I was 11 years old, my daddy told me, go get yourself a wife or you'll be lonely. Once I was 11 years old. I always had that dream like my daddy before me. So I started writing songs, I started writing stories.
Ah, oh, there you go, Luke. Great.
Luke?
That's a nice song, isn't it?
It's Lucas Graham, isn't it?
Why is it labelled as Luke Graham in the system? Have they got it wrong?
Very clever.
This is the official
system. Lucas Graham, isn't it?
It is Lucas Graham.
Is there a typo on there?
It must be. Phones away from the mics, please.
Apologies.
You need to put airplane mode on, Adam, and leave your Wi-Fi on.
I will.
Well, just turn mobile data off. That's all you've got to do. If you put airplane on Wi-Fi, doesn't work.
Yes, it does. Then you select Wi-Fi after.
Back with the gaming bit next.
Malden District's true local radio.
Saint FM 94.7.
Welcome back to the show. This is The Tech Show with me, Rich.
Me, James.
And me, Adam.
And it is now time for this.
The Technology Show on Saint FM 94.7.
The gaming bit. The gaming bit. The gaming bit. The gaming bit. Bit, 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 bit.
You're right there, Rich.
Yeah, I'm fine.
It was the extended.
It was the extended mix.
That was the remix.
Yeah, it was the remix.
Right.
Yes.
Can we go then? Are you going to get the right numbers this week?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is where I read the top 10 games in the UK at the moment. Is that right, Rich?
That is correct. Yes. Are you ready from the top? In at
number 10,
Hadouken! Street Fighter V.
It's in the game.
No, it's not. No,
it's not in the game.
Metal Works, fine.
It's not in the game.
Breeze over it. I'll edit it out later.
Number 9,
Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six.
I prefer Adam's version of this.
Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Siege.
Oh dear.
Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Siege.
Sounds more intense.
Call of Duty.
Let's not go into that.
It's Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six.
Shall I try that?
No, we'll get to that. We'll get to that.
Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six.
You just sound like a dirty phone call.
You said this on the last...
Disgusting. Stop it. Pervert.
Right, so what number are we at? Okay.
Number 8.
It's Fallout 4. Fallout 4.
Who's still got the data going on? Oh, it's the chair wiggling about, is it?
Is it? Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, probably.
Number 7.
Pew, 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 pew.
Star Wars Battlefront.
Luke, I am your father.
No, he doesn't
actually
ever
really
say
weird.
That.
That sounds really weird.
I know.
He never says, Luke, I'm your father. He just says,
don't spoil.
I am your father.
Don't.
That's what he says.
Spoil the illusion.
Number 6.
Lego Marvel.
Oh, well, hang on.
Lego Marvel Avengers.
Works.
It works.
Yeah. How would what's his face sound like?
Lego
Xavier.
Batman. Oh, Xavier.
He's not in that. It's X-Men, isn't it?
Yeah.
Number 5.
Grand Theft Auto 5.
It's in the game.
No, it's not in the game.
GTA.
It's in the game.
It's not in the game. No.
Right. Yeah.
Number 4.
Call of Duty. Black Ops 3.
Call of Duty.
Call of Duty. Black Ops 3.
Call of Duty.
Well, you're such... it's horrible. Don't do it.
So weird.
It's really weird.
It's really weird.
Hi there. I'm Rich. Call me after 9. Number 3.
FIFA 16!
I can't react to that, sorry.
Smoke is flying out.
I think my eardrums just popped out.
Smoke is flying out the equipment right now.
Sorry, listeners.
Number 2.
Bloods vs. Zombies. Garden Warfare 2.
Wow.
Well, that's a weird way of doing that one.
And the all important.
Number 1.
Far Cry Primal!
What is that?
What is what?
There's a propeller over here. I think it's part of someone's crisp.
It's someone flying a drone in the studio.
I feel that came out of me when I did the FIFA 16.
No, it's one of my eardrums.
One of my bits.
Is his teeth one of James's teeth?
It's one of my eardrums.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Oh, no.
What are you doing?
No, hang on. Can't do that. It's not good.
Oh,
right,
I'm
okay.
Myself. What's going on?
I don't know what you've done. What have you done?
I've unplugged yourself.
Right.
Oh, I've done it again. It's like short cable, these headphones.
Right, okay. Hold on. We've got to recover this. It's fine. It's live. Live radio, everybody. Right, okay. It's good. We've done the gaming section.
We've done it. Movies now?
No, we're going to have a track.
What?
Retro or modern?
Modern.
Modern.
Modern?
Modern.
Modern. Okay. Right, you could have had...
No, not interested.
I'm just going to say... You could have had this. What am I doing here?
What,
I don't know.
What could have we had? I don't know.
Who's driving the desk?
You could have had this. Should we have it anyway?
No.
Yeah, we're going to have it anyway.
No.
Here's we Gin voted. And Tonic no. and Space Dust on Saint FM 94.7.
Stand with your feet parallel, a little more than hip distance apart. Your stomach pulled in, your weight slightly forward. Keeping that posture and reach. 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 4.
Wow.
2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 4. Reach. 2, 3, 2.
There you go. That was Gin and Tonic and Space Dust on Saint FM 94.7. I've not got my jingles ready because, you know why?
Why?
We're trying to face swap.
Yeah. But we ran out of time.
Me and Adam face swap. That was scary.
That was kind of weird.
It ended up with like a sort of Texan looking Adam and a strange looking James.
Very strange. I'm going to put it on the technology Twitter page.
Let's vote on it. Who looks better, face swap James or face swap Adam?
No, we can't have more than one poll a week.
Come on. Why not? Welcome back to the show. Getting ready to do movies now. Are we ready, everybody, to do the back to the movies section?
Yeah.
Are we ready?
This is James.
Now, James, you're actually going to do it this week because you sort of like punished Adam for not doing the film watching.
I'm doing it.
You're going to do it, though? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's your turn for once.
It's nice, isn't it? Right, okay, here he is then. Here's James with Back to the Movies.
One community, one radio station, Saint FM 94.7.
So, what's been going on in the world of movies this week then, Mr. Hayden?
It's not even this week, it's today.
Oh,
today, we had the sequel. Mm. To Ghostbusters, the trailer yes. came out today.
Yes.
30 years on.
Yep.
It's an all-girl cast this time.
Now, that'll be strange for a start.
Yeah, but it looks hilarious. It's more of a comedy.
Yep. Well, the original Ghostbusters was,
yeah,
wasn't it?
It's more lighthearted.
Is it a reboot or is it a continuation?
It's like Bridesmaids meets Ghostbusters because most of the cast from Bridesmaids are in Ghostbusters.
So is it a continuation or a reboot? What is it?
It's a continuation.
Okay, so...
It references, it says 30 years ago, four scientists saved New York.
Right. So they're not trying to reinvent the wheel?
No, and it's got the same building in it.
Oh, wow.
How many
of the original cast are in it?
I haven't seen any of the original cast. Slimer's in it.
Yeah, but I think, there is two cast members, I think.
Oh, is there? Well, you don't see them in the trailer.
Oh, okay.
No.
That will be one on the list. It'll just be cool to go to the cinema and see Ghostbusters. More importantly, will it have the original theme?
It's got a remix of it, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
It sounds good, though.
That's right. Well, it's a shame they're not doing the original, though.
Yeah, but it's still good. And we had yesterday, trailer number 2 for Finding Dory came out.
Yeah.
A sequel to Finding Nemo.
Yep.
That looks very funny as well.
Mm-hmm.
The Angry Birds movie got its first international trailer.
Yep.
And...
Oh, right, a full-on... So there has been a trailer for Angry Birds,
but this is the international one.
Okay.
International one, right.
So it's usually a longer one if it's...
How can you turn that into a movie? It's kind of...
Angry Birds, it's got a whole new look. They look completely different.
I'm out of the loop on that one, then.
Well, we'd hope you would be.
Yeah, you're not really going to be following that one. We saw an updated trailer to 10 Cloverfield Lane, which comes out this month.
Saw a clip of that.
Sequel to Cloverfield.
Looks amazing, doesn't it?
Yeah, John Goodman in that one.
Yes. Want to see that.
John Gallagher as well.
Yeah, do want to see that.
What else have we got coming up this month? Oh, 25th of March, a little film. You might have heard of it, Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice.
Yep.
Underrated, not really many people talking about it.
No, why is that?
I'm joking, mate.
Oh. I was going to say, I thought I'd only heard you and Simon talking about it.
It's got a 2.5 hour long runtime.
Wow.
Wow,
it's going to be epic.
It's nearly Titanic level.
My tickets are pre-booked. My tickets are done.
Yeah.
Off to see that bad boy.
You're going over Easter, though, aren't you?
It's Easter Sunday, yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Dedication, I was going to say. Yeah. Mm. So, yeah, that is pretty much my rundown of... movie news and recommendations.
Okay.
That is the latest.
But that's cool. That's
Ghostbusters,
cool.
Go online, go on IMDb, you'll see the new trailer for Ghostbusters.
Check it out.
Make up your mind. What do you think of it? As long as I don't mess with the classics, I'm okay with it. I think, you know, going and doing something different for a new generation.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what was interesting for me the other day.
Yeah.
The RoboCop. Obviously, I shouldn't have watched it as a
the
child,
reboot.
But I did. Yeah, the original. Yeah. It was an 18, but I used to watch it
okay,
as a child.
That is James's thoughts and not the thoughts
I'm
of Sane FM.
You know, I said it probably shouldn't have, but...
No, these things
there's
happen.
A video shop that doesn't exist in Burnham anymore that used to rent it to me. So...
That is, again, James's opinion and not the opinion of Sane FM.
It doesn't exist anymore, so it's fine. And, yeah, but my little boy, he looked at a trailer because they've put the new RoboCop trailer, the reboot one, on TV.
Right.
He saw the trailer for that and he was like, oh wow, that looks amazing. So
but
he doesn't know any different.
No.
So
no.
He when he's old enough, I think it's a 12, so yeah. When he's 12 he'll
is
be
is it a 12A? Because if it's 12A you can kind of approve it yourself, can't you, with the 12A?
No, you have to be a 12 year old and approve. It's PG. You have to approve it.
I thought 12A was like
no,
you had to go
12.
With an adult.
Yeah, you have to be 12.
12A you have to
go
with an
adult. Our kids aren't 12.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
You oh, you can't go on your own?
No.
You have to go with an adult.
Yeah,
right,
so
okay.
PG is clarifying. When you decide.
Yeah.
So if okay. Your kid's been watching 12A's, mate, you're a terrible
No, parent. They haven't. No, they haven't. It's fine. It's
no,
fine.
But yeah, so when he's old enough, when he's 12, he can watch it.
Yep.
But he really liked the look of that. So I was like, well, you're going to watch that one, but mm-hmm. Then you're also going to watch the original because you need to see where this has come from.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Yeah, so yeah, it's interesting stuff. Oh, the pips.
Just thought I'd add that. You know, it won't be relevant for the podcast, but, you know, it's relevant for tonight.
I suppose
if you're live. If you're listening
yeah,
live.
So that's the gaming bit.
Yep. Okay. No, it's not. It's the movies.
Sorry, that was the movies bit. Yeah, sorry.
Right, we could only go into the next hour with this, really.
The Technology Show on Saint FM 94.7.
Oh.
Ghostbusters Ray Parker Jr. on Saint FM 94.7. Tech Show with me, Rich.
Me, James.
And me, Adam.
Something strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
Ray Parker Jr. and Ghostbusters. Let's do hour two.
Let's do it.
Crank us up louder.
Turn that racket down.
Shut up. Crank it up even more.
Golden District, Saint FM, 94.7.
You get me?
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 The Technology Show on Saint FM 94.7.
Welcome to hour two of the show. It's the Tech Show with me, Rich.
Me, James.
And me, Adam.
And we've got some more great stonking stuff to come on the show tonight.
Do you need the call contact details out, Richard Tracy?
What? Yeah. If you want to get us, if you want to give us a call, 01621 787878, that's the number. And if you want to go social,
you can
on
get
Twitter.
Us on Twitter. It's at Saint FM Tech Show.
Or on Facebook, facebook.com/ The Tech Show.
And while we're talking about social,
yeah,
should we go back to the poll that we started?
See where
first
we are.
Half?
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
So in hour one, we took a question saying, when asking a brand for help or support, do you A, use Twitter, B, use Facebook, or C, use a call centre?
Mm-hmm.
The voting is still at 63% use Twitter.
Yep.
13% use Facebook and 24% use a call centre.
Ah,
if you want to get involved in that voting, you can go to at Saint FM Tech Show or at Saint FM on the Twitter.
Yes, and you can see it both ways. but we've got one star reviews coming up. In fact, we've got one star reviews up next, and then we're going to do a special feature involving the contacts of both James and Adam.
Could be dangerous.
It could
it's
be dangerous.
It's a new app.
So we'll see how that goes. So it's all still to come. We've got Weird and Strange Tech. We've got the breakdown of the show. And we've got the Techno Takeover right here. Saint FM 94.7. I wasn't expecting that. Jamie Lawson. Saint FM 94.7.
Cheesy.
I know. But it's fine.
Should be on local radio.
It was only a smile, but my heart, it went wild. I wasn't expecting that. Just a delicate kiss anyone could have missed. I wasn't expecting that.
Jamie Lawson wasn't expecting that. That is a really good, chilled, sort of moving song, that. It is.
Moving?
Moving. It is. It is. Right at the last bit, the nurse said it had come back again. I wasn't expecting that. It is that time in the evening where we do one-star reviews.
Indeed it is. That was very
sarcastic.
Indeed.
Indeed it is.
We'll try again. Right, it is time for one-star reviews. Now, have we thought of items this week? Or are we running dry?
We are running dry, but I've got one.
Okay.
Action camera. Like a...
Didn't we do dash cams?
Yeah, but that's not the same thing.
All right.
It's an option.
No, it's cool. We'll start with it. Right, action camera. I think it's coming up in the search history on here, so I think we have done it. Amazon action camera. Other sites are available, and we might not be using Amazon. We're using shopping sites. Let's see what's going on.
When are we doing the app?
Da, da.
We're doing it after this.
After this, James.
After this.
We said this. Right, so we're going to look at action cameras.
Yeah.
One-star reviews is where we take items online and we basically just read out the one-star reviews. Most people probably go for the five-star reviews, but we go for the one-star reviews.
Because they seem to be the funniest.
They do. Right, so this one is just simply an action video camera. Nice and generic. So it's bound to have, in fact, it's got a very high proportion of one-star reviews. So we're going to go through it. And we're going to pick the funny-looking one-star reviews. This one looks good. Not even worth the low price, is what this one says.
Sorry, can I just come in with some breaking tech news here? Just quickly.
Yeah, shall I find some sort of breaking news jingle? Yeah, shall I see if I can find that? Let's just look. No, not track of the week.
Terrible.
What is?
Just
what,
that picture.
All right, hold on. Oh, not breaking newser.
That's right, Rich. That face swap is on the Saint FM Twitter now. By the way.
Oh, is it? What?
It got retweeted.
Oh, right. Okay. Oh wow. Right. Let's. There is no breaking news jingle on here.
We're just going with it. Then. Researchers have trained monkeys to mind control a wheelchair.
What?
I know.
Researchers
trained monkeys to mind control a wheelchair.
Wow.
In between ripping off faces.
That's no. Very
that
weird.
Is James's yeah. opinion.
Research, that's scary, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, that is.
Oh, it's awful, though.
That
poor monkeys have probably got electrodes in their brain and all sorts.
Anyway, moving on.
Yeah, carry on.
Action cameras.
Right, so the first one-star review cam. Is not even worth the low price.
No.
Is the headline on this.
Rubbish.
Waste of time. Granted, this head cam does give a nice picture when it works. Unfortunately, it kept turning itself off, usually after about 10 to 20 seconds. And the beep, excuse me, that signals the video is running, seemed to lose its voice after I've been trying to use the camera for an hour or so.
Huh?
And the rubber band...
What are you saying?
I'm just reading my review out on air. Shush! Anyway... And the rubber band to secure it.
What?
What's up? We got to move the van.
Oh, no.
All right, no worries.
So what? He's just a mug.
All right. Mug? Who are you calling mug?
Mug.
Mug?
You're a mug.
Right, and the rubber band...
A sitcom.
...to secure it onto the helmet... excuse me. ...is not sticky enough and popped off my helmet after 20 minutes or
what?
So.
Did they call a doctor?
Don't know.
Luckily, I'd secured it with cable ties... So it didn't crash into the ground and get trampled by my horse.
Oh my god.
Wow.
I've probably used up a good 2 to 3 hours of my time, only to come to the conclusion that I'd better return the item before I waste any more time. So he's dropped it in the path of his horse.
He's going to return it.
Send it back.
With cable ties around it. Love
it. Send it back.
Yes, it's cheap.
It's been stampled.
But it should still it might be a bit trampled.
It's not been stamped, Tom. It's not been trampled. It's been stampled.
So I can go in the post. Yes,
it doesn't say anything about stampled in the warranty.
Yes, it's cheap, but it should still work properly. Yes, I could have made a plan with the headband, duct tape or something.
Duct tape.
And would have done if the item worked properly. Pity seemed like fun.
Yeah.
That's
hilarious.
Right, so waste of time, effort, money, etc. This
Don't
one says.
Buy one then, basically.
Here we go. No, well, here we go. This one's going to be an angry female.
Arrived poorly packed. packaged with no protection. USB didn't work, so I had to use an SD card reader to see what I'd filmed, which was blurred with no audio. Battery got stuck and took a while to get out. Cheap rubbish got no support from manufacturer. I would advise you to shell out for a more expensive camera. Sent it back.
Can hear phones. What's going on?
It's not mine. It's yours.
Not mine.
I'm on an airplane too.
Mine's not near it.
It's near the desk.
It's not me.
It's near the desk.
It's you.
It's not me.
It's you.
Go on, put it near the mic.
I'm an aeroplane.
Put it near the mic.
Both my phones near the mic. It's not me.
It's not me.
Both on aeroplane.
It's not me. It's not me. It's none of us.
That's very scary.
Come out. Right. Wherever you are.
No one under there. It's fine. Right. Okay. Next one is by Magoo. Doesn't like the cold.
Mister?
Yeah, Mister, I think.
Magoo.
To be fair, the picture isn't bad.
You can't see anything.
But I had a lot of trial runs to get it lined up. Small lens, maybe? Slightly out, and you get a lot of floor or a lot of sky.
The worst thing was, though,
it kept turning itself off when it got cold. Not a lot of good for skiing. Save your money.
Last one on this one. I think, should we do one more of these?
Yeah.
Should we do one more?
Yeah.
Okay.
One more.
In short, a waste of money. Bought two for snowboarding. Both of them only worked intermittently and or broke after mild abuse, being dropped onto the carpet from 4 inches. Spent hours of frustration trying to get them to even power up. In addition, not working. The interface is badly thought out. They beep when you turn on, beep when you start recording, beep when you stop recording, and beep when you turn them off.
He doesn't like the beeping, does he?
So you have no clue what is happening without taking your helmet off.
Another one.
A waste of money. So that's it. That's action cams.
Oh dear.
Should we do one more item?
Oh God.
Blimey.
Adam,
excuse
right
you.
That's unexpected. Well, seeing as it's National Book Day, do an e-book reader.
I was actually going to say that.
E-book reader.
I was actually going to say an e-book. Wow. Great minds.
Yeah. No, I'm just looking at it on your screen.
That's exactly where I got it from as well. I just saw the advertisement.
It's National Book Day, so.
It makes sense, really, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It makes sense, Adam. Yes, it does.
Right, okay. So, e-book reader then. Are we ready?
Yes, we're ready.
Let's have a little look here. Right, let's find a obviously generic.
There's quite a few generic ones out there.
Yeah, let's look for ebook readers. Here we go. Let's have a little look. Probably in price order, because I would imagine the cheap ones are going to be the ones that give the best reviews.
I assume so, too.
To be honest. So let's have a little look. Don't forget, we've got to pick the Midnight track shortly and see if they can guess it or if they can't and just see. Should we try and stump them? Should we try and stump them?
We've got to.
I'm not sure if they can hear us or not, but
they might be able to. The speaker's outside.
Yeah. So we won't sort of pick what we're doing. You know, we won't tell them what we're picking just yet.
No, otherwise they'll know.
It would ruin the whole feature, really. Yes. E-book reader. Let's see. What's going on here? Do you know, it's easier said than done to find a generic ebook reader.
Maybe go for an obvious one, I'm not too sure.
Well, let's just go for this one. Here we go. Right, so here we go. Right, one star review. Yeah, it's got a few.
Do it.
Right, okay. So let's get the jingle lined up. We ready? Just talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah,
it's fine.
So prepped here.
It's fine.
It's all right. Love it's a bit of prepping, mate.
It's live radio. Anything can happen.
Just the way we like it.
Unless you're listening to the podcast, then it'll be edited.
Yes.
Heavily. Right, okay. Here we go. This one's for a 6-inch glare-free touchscreen display ebook reader. Looking at the one stars, there's quite a few. So here we go. It says, "I really like this," is the headline. So I don't know why it's got one star review.
It's one of those ones.
"I really like this. Unfortunately, I have had to, and both after about 3 years, eventually have the screens irreversibly frozen."
3 years?
This, yeah.
What?
3 years isn't enough, clearly.
Evidently not.
"This is a common and documented problem. Lots of other people seem to have their Kindle break. other book ebooks are available. Ebook reader, break. Just after a warranty finished. This has even been on BBC Watchdog. Okay, I'm quoting sources, it's fine. So great product, but I just know that it has very limited lifespan.
I think 3 years is good enough like for a tech puppy. Product.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
Fair what? Enough.
No, it's not. 3 year life? Really?
It's all right, isn't it?
Okay.
I love how he disagrees with me. Like, I'm just like, it's just like a puppy. And he's like, yes, yes. Hang on a minute.
Hang
yeah,
on
when
a
I really day. Process it, yeah, that's what I, what I think. Right, here we go. Next one. Not impressed. Logan says,
I'm really unhappy with this. I used to have one of the first edition ones and loved how simple it was.
Hey,
unfortunately, it broke. This one is too sensitive and often just flicks forward pages at a time without even being touched. I have no idea what I would have been subjected to constant advertising from them either, as I thought it would be similar to my old one. Really disappointed.
I don't think ebook readers are fun, to be honest. Do you?
No.
I don't think they're very fun.
Working.
No.
No. The action cam seem to give us better...
Yeah. Better are we going to do one more item or move on?
We'll move on, shall
should we? Should we move on?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll have a track, then we'll come back with this special feature.
One time only.
Bit of Taylor Swift now on Saint FM 94.7. Back after this. Taylor Swift, Wildest Dreams on Saint FM 94.7. Right, time for that special feature then.
The Technology Show on Saint FM 94.7.
It's over to James, really, to explain it, because sent us a link to an app and said, you've got to do this.
I follow CNET on Twitter.
Okay.
And they always put interesting things out there. Mm-hmm. And today they tweeted about a new app called Rando.
Okay.
Rando?
Yeah, how's that spelled?
Rando, R-A-N-D-O.
Okay.
So it's a bit of fun.
Yeah.
You have to, you know, put a bit of faith in the app.
Yeah.
Because you open it up and you get the choice of sending a photo.
Yeah.
A GIF.
Yeah.
Or a quote.
Okay.
It's blurred.
Okay.
So you don't see what it is.
Right.
And you can either send it to your Facebook, you can send it to your Twitter, you can send it to a contact in your phone as a text message. You get the option of viewing it first.
Yeah.
But it's more fun to send it blind. So me and Adam will be sending a blind
text to somebody.
To somebody in our address. We're gonna just basically scroll through our contacts and hit stop.
Yep.
And then we're just gonna send it. So I think we should go with GIF.
Mm-hmm.
Because GIFs are more fun.
Okay.
So go with GIF.
I clicked on that, yep.
Now, I'm going to choose... Let's let Rich choose. So we've got a form of GIF to send.
Yep.
Yeah?
Yep.
Any, trending, lol, bored, win, fail, love, cute, OMG, WTF, ooh, dog, cat.
WTF.
WTF. So we're going with WTF.
WTF, okay.
So we've got a GIF.
It's picking a random GIF.
Yeah, that says WTF. And then you have to select send blindly. Choose text.
Done.
Yeah.
And then we need
to... So now it opened up your text message. So now we're going to go into our contacts.
Well, you won't get a choice then.
What?
On who you send it to, because you want to...
Your address book.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just hit scroll.
Yeah.
And then Rich is going to say stop. So don't look, shut your eyes.
No, I'm going to play a jingle. To stop.
I haven't got any contacts on this phone, so I have to do it quite slowly.
You ready?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Go. I'm scrolling. Stop. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Who have you picked? Or who has it
picked? I've got someone from work.
Okay.
I've got an old school friend.
If it's a work contact, you can choose to avoid.
No, he's a friend.
No, I've got an old school friend I haven't spoken to in a very long time.
Okay.
Okay.
Still in my contacts.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. So, you've got to send it to him. or her?
Her it is.
So her. Okay. That's even funnier.
Interesting.
Okay. And you got.
I need to turn off aeroplane because it's a text message. So.
Oh yeah, I need to turn.
It's
off.
It's not going to
go. Here we go. Here comes the noise on the
it
sound.
It will be just for the moment, just while it gets a signal, and then I'll press send, and we'll see what response we get.
Oh, I might struggle for signal in here.
Oh right, okay.
Any old excuse, I can hear them going. It's fine.
I've just sent mine off.
Okay.
Mine was. There you go, you can hear a lot of
no
noise.
Service.
We can.
I've got to leave it there.
Oh.
No service.
There we go.
There you go, you got a signal.
It's gone. Okay.
Right, there you go.
So they're both gone. So whoever gets the response first back can pick the next track.
What was yours?
Mine was this one.
Yours was Whitney Houston.
Mine was Whitney Houston.
Mine was someone from a TV show saying, "Do you love him?"
It's very random.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Wow.
So then when
okay.
we get the response back.
It's very visual.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's funny.
It'd be interesting to see what the response is. I haven't spoken to this person in about 4 years' time.
Dean is listening to the show.
Dean, yep,
he's
thanks.
Just messaged in saying, check out an app called Rendezvous.
Okay. Rendezvous,
there's no
who,
iPhone
hey?
Interface, by the way. Oh, there's no phone interference, by the way, so it must just be in your headphones.
Okay.
Thank you very much,
Dean. Oh, thanks, Dean.
Thank you very much.
They always
much.
Get it on the podcast, though.
It must be his radio he's using.
Yeah.
What's it called, sorry? I'm intrigued.
Rendezvous.
Okay.
Rendezvous.
Does it pick up people in the local area?
Just going to have a look.
Rendezvous.
Don't know. That's a bit weird, isn't it?
It is or something. Does sound interesting. Tell you what, we'll have a track while we wait for the responses on that. We will have...
Who?
Should we have Craig David's new one? I've been itching to play this, and yeah. I keep forgetting.
Rendezvous, find a new friend.
It's Craig David.
Oh, yeah. We'll install that one.
And Big Nasty.
Turn your phone off now.
When the bass line drops on Saint FM 94.7.
When the bass line drops.
We'll find
out.
See, that's got
it's
me
Adam.
Right.
Turn it off.
It's off. It's
Come
off.
On, Dean. You must it's be out here that, surely.
You have one.
Here's Craig David.
Only one match for life. You can't.
This is for my Raven. And faded, ooh, yeah. As if I'm a raver. I know you waited.
Bounce.
This one's going out to all my people locked in. Turn your speakers up, cause right now we're going in. Bringing you them vibes, ready for the weekend.
There you go, that was Craig David and Big Nasty. And when the bass line drops. Any responses?
To what?
To what you sent out?
No, not yet.
Adam, is that you again?
No, I'm literally on airplane mode on both. The only person who has their phones is Rich, and he keeps putting in the mic thinking it's
right,
him.
So
it's not me.
What we saying?
Put both your phones
in
airplane.
Any responses to what? Oh, no, from the messages we sent?
Yeah.
No,
I've had nothing.
Nothing yet.
Honestly.
Okay, it's not me. Look, they're away.
Both my phones are on airplane. It can't be me.
No.
It might be our headphone cords, because my phones are near the headphone cords.
Put them in your...
There you go. How's that?
Stopped it.
That was just in the headphones. Apologies, Dean. It was just in our headphones. That. Right, are we going to just see if the guys are available to guess the track?
Should we have a track and I'll go and grab them?
No. It's all right.
We're doing it
live. We always do it live.
Okay.
See if they're available.
Are you ready to run?
They look very busy in the newsroom.
They do, don't they? I think I'm going to grab them. Right.
Yeah, okay.
One
no
second.
Worries.
Hold on.
All right. This is Saint FM. This is The Tech Show. If you want to get in touch with the studio, it's 01621 787878. That's 01621 787878. Or you can go social on Twitter, James.
At Saint FM Tech Show.
Or on Facebook. It's facebook.com/The Tech Show.
Slash.
Has
he left his laptop
open? I think so.
Oh, no.
But don't fiddle with it.
What?
Don't fiddle with it.
Why not?
Why
would I not? Would I
James
not
is fiddling with the laptop. Right.
What's he doing?
Okay, so regular feature.
I need headphones.
You do. So can't look at the screen. Can't look at the screen. It ruins the feature.
No looking.
No cheating.
We
right.
know what you two are like.
Okay.
Rich, what are you doing calling us in at this hour?
Well, sorry. Do we want to agree a regular time? I think it was about this time last week.
There aren't any that fit.
It's okay. The midnight hour soon, though.
Are you ready to listen, Pete?
Are you ready? So you're going to get a couple of seconds of it, and then I'm going to pause it, and I'm going to play a little bit more. So here's your first couple of seconds. Are you ready? Oh. Any ideas?
If you're going to San Francisco.
Nope. It isn't. Do you want a few seconds more?
Okay.
That's what she said.
Any ideas?
Oh.
I haven't got a clue.
You've not got a clue?
Stumped you.
A few more seconds.
It's not Boston, is it? Or
No.
More than a feeling.
No, no, it's not. That's a good one, though.
Is it a song about midnight?
It is. It's got midnight in the title. It's ABBA and Gimme Gimme Gimme, A Man After Midnight.
Oh. I ought to have got that, but it's not one of the ABBA songs that I've actually know that well.
He loves an ABBA. Loves an ABBA.
I've never heard of that one.
Well, there you go. It's playing into your show at 10.
Yeah. Can I quickly say that? Can we say, give me a cup of coffee after midnight?
We'll try. Okay. We'll try our best. We'll try and find the technology.
No, the one, the virtual one coffee tonight is Mamma Mia.
Oh, right. So this isn't clashing then. It's all right. We've got this one going into yours. So, yes, we've got A Man After Midnight, Gimme, 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 going into Midnight Cafe
later,
at 10.
Lads.
Thanks, Jimmy and Pete. See you later. Thanks. Right. So. They're working hard in the newsroom, prepping the show. So, right. Okay. We're going to go into a track and then we're going to be back with weird and strange tech and find out if we've got any results from the texts that have just been going out.
No.
Nothing yet.
Mug me right off.
Okay. Bit of Sam Smith now, Writings on the Wall, the Bond theme. Sound FM 94.7.
I've been here before, but always hit the floor. I've spent a lifetime running, and I always get away.
There you go, that was Sam Smith and Writings on the Wall on Saint FM 94.7. This is, of course, the tech show with me, Rich.
Me, James.
And me, Adam.
And yes, no Simon tonight. We didn't actually cover this.
We've sacked him.
No, we can't talk about it. No, it's fine. He can't be here this week.
His lawyer.
We're going to do an update on the Twitter poll as well.
Oh, yes. Being asked is this about the final? Should we say the final reading is before the techno takeover?
Well, we know it's our final. As we go out.
Okay. Oh, fair enough.
Just so, the last thing we do when we
are we still getting...
Are we doing weird and strange, or are we doing...
I think just we going should ditch that, because I don't like that.
You don't like it?
No, on-air meeting.
On-air meeting, okay.
On-air meeting. So, earlier on in the show, we asked, when asking a brand for help or support, do you A, use Twitter, B, use Facebook, or C, use a call centre?
Mm.
We've got use Twitter at 63%, use Facebook at 13%, and use a call centre at 24%. Okay. So, we're holding fast to that. If you want to have your say... Get on to Twitter at Saint FM Tech Show or at Saint FM, because that retweeted it earlier on in the show.
Yes, brilliant. Okay, right. So we're going to start the techno takeover with a bit of a banger.
A banger.
Yes, a bit of a banger.
Is it Renegade Master?
Yes, actually. Do you know what?
That is a tune. You should put that one on.
Should be what we're starting with, shouldn't it? Really.
Do it.
Do it now. Get to the curry cottage.
Okay, that is James. There you go.
That's Arnie's favourite Indian.
Oh, okay. Your personal favourite.
Is that your setup in there?
I wish.
Yeah.
It's taken a little while to find Ray.
It's just
some his
cool,
Twitter page.
It's just some cool racing simulator.
Yeah,
this is the breakdown. This is officially the breakdown of the show, so we can sort of just
that's
talk
disturbing as
like
well.
We're.
Every time I see it, it just makes me jump. Out. That's our face swap, that is.
Yeah, there's a bit of official Saint FM Twitter about
even
that.
Even
they,
wasn't
it? Yeah, yeah.
That one's weird though.
Oh,
my face suits your face.
We should read out the tweet from Ben as well. He tweeted.
Yes.
As your Twitter, your profile.
What did he say? You can see you got Twitter up.
It was about the one star reviews. We said we'll try better next week. He wanted a zero.
What did we do wrong? What did we do?
I wish I could give it a zero if the option was there.
I wish I could give it a zero.
Yeah, I do like those ones
for a while, haven't we?
What's going on?
If I could give it a zero, I would.
Yeah, they've realised they can't give a zero. They can only give a one. It's the ones that give a five, and then because something goes wrong a couple of weeks later, they
give it
a
one.
I dropped it in the bath. It stopped working. Now I want to send it back. I'd give it a zero if I could.
Right.
It was in my pocket. I pulled it out, and it was smashed.
I want a refund.
Now it's bent like a banana. Right, okay.
When I put it on the bedside table. When I woke up, it was broken.
Didn't touch it. No.
See it all night.
Yeah.
I put it on the bedside table. When I woke up, it was in a glass of water. I want a refund.
That was just me teeth. Right, okay. Here is Wild Child, Renegade Master. I don't know if it's the 98 remix. It doesn't say. Let's see.
I'll tell you.
don't know. It's got the intro. Oh, whatever it is, it'll do. It's Renegade Master on Saint FM 94.7. Here we go. Techno Takeover.
Once again, will the Renegade Master, default damager, power to the people, back once again, will the Renegade Master, default damage with the ill behavior, back once again, will the Renegade Master, default damager, power to the people, back once again, will the Renegade Master, default damage with the ill behavior.
There you go, starting off the Techno Takeover. It was Wild Child and Renegade Master. It was the original mix, so we're cutting it short.
That was poor.
Not messing. Robin S, Show Me Love, God. Continues it.
The Technology Show on Saint FM 94.7.
Robin S, Show Me Love, but right now here's another tune on the Techno Takeover. It's Outkast and Hey Ya.
1, 2, 3, My baby don't mess around me, cause she loves me so, and this I know for sure.
Techno Takeover on Saint FM 94.7. We know it's cheesy, but it's a Techno Takeover track. It's Uniting Nations, Out of Touch. I sort of have to say that with gritted teeth, but it's a tune. So here it is. Saint FM 94.7 Tech Show. Me, Rich.
Me, James.
And me, Adam.
Uniting Nations, Out of Touch, but right now we've got one more track before the midnight track, and it's Chasing Status.
I can feel something happen. I can feel something happen. Hold the street. I know when I knock, I'll be hoping I don't drop to a place where I will rock.
Unfortunately, that's all we can play of Chasing Status because we are out of time and we have to play the midnight track. So tonight, because they didn't guess it, they didn't get another choice. So it has to be ABBA and Gimme Gimme Gimme, A Man After Midnight, taking you into Midnight Cafe. I've been Rich Tracy.
I've been James Hayden.
And I've been Adam Wormsley.
And quickly, the poll finished.
Oh yeah.
Twitter won with 64%. So most people complain to a big brand using Twitter.
There you go.
We'll be back next week, Thursday from 8 p.m. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.